Married resident Rosalina Florence, who is 21 years old, says after she completed her secondary school studies, she visited a health facility where she was given a contraceptive implant and birth control pills. Florence says for the past 2 months, she had been bleeding repeatedly, something she says worries her.
After finishing my senior four, I tried to take these pills, family plan, but it couldn't help. The way even it is treating me, bleeding almost like 2 months. Even they didn't give me the anti for it, but it is too much. Even I'm thinking of going to remove it. I even move with scared. I just move a little bit, I go back home.
Florence says when she was given the contraceptive pills, no one told her she would bleed excessively. A 28-year-old Yambio resident, Monica Gimo, a mother of 7 children, says she was given a contraceptive implant which is supposed to last for 5 years. She says given the side effects she has experienced, she believes some birth control pills and contraceptives, especially those handed out at private health sectors, could be expired. To bring the one which is expired, it had a side effect on me and I did not see my menstrual periods for 1.5 years, and for the next 2.5 years, I was seeing my periods and bleeding every day. I was eating, yet I was very weak. I was turning pale. Toby Adams, who runs a private clinic which provides reproductive health services in Yambio, says when he provides contraceptives to a client, he always makes sure the client has full knowledge about the medicine and its possible side effects.
In case you go and start experiencing these side effects later on, then it's either you come back to where you bought it from, or sometimes if the bleeding is severe or the side effect is severe, we refer you to the main hospital. That's what we do.
Lillian Henry Denima is a nurse in Maridi County Hospital. Denima says like all drugs, contraceptives can have side effects.
It's no drug that is not having side effects, including some of the family planning. Most of the complaints sometimes which women are reporting about implants, that it's causing irregular periods. Some of them, they will miss their periods even for 1 year or maybe for 6 months, something like that. Loss of weight, some they will gain weight. With implants, it is safe in all ages. Anytime you want to discontinue it, you don't want to use it, you are free. It can't affect if they miss their period, but someday you will just feel some discomfort or not. These are just hormonal changes.
Denima says the most common types of contraceptives available in health facilities across Western Equatorial State include depot injection, which is an injection given to prevent pregnancy for a 3-month period. She says potential side effects include a loss of appetite, heavy bleeding, and missed menstrual periods. Denima says health facilities also provide microgynone contraceptives tablets that are taken every 28 days to regulate menstrual periods or control birth. She says these pills have no major side effects, although some women may lose or gain weight. A third birth control option is an implant, a small tube-like device inserted into a woman's arm for 3 to 5 years. Denima says its side effects include irregular periods, very heavy blood flow for 6 months, and missed menstrual periods. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Mrangi in Yambio.